This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. And our leadoff guest, the headliner, is the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana, William Harold Nungesser. He is the modern-day Hubert Humphrey, the happy warrior, happy under even the most adverse times. And these are trying times in the COVID age, but he's in with a nice suit and a fresh haircut. I need to find your barber. You're looking good.
Well, I go to whoever can take me that week here in Baton Rouge.
Well, it's working out pretty well. But there are many operations, as we know, that are struggling. And I mentioned in the preview of the show today that last week Stan Harris was on this program, the head of the Restaurant Association in our state. And he said a quarter of the restaurants in Louisiana could fail by the end of the year based on what is going on. It's trying time. Do you sense that this is going to be a real test, maybe beyond what we thought?
I do. You know, I had hoped this money that was given out in business grants could have been set up a little differently, where a restaurant that might have $5,000 a month in expenses, only making three, could apply for $2,000 a month for 6 months and then relook at it to kind of keep them in the game. Because a lot of them that are going to open back up are only going to put their money in before they're losing money so long before they shut the doors. So you're absolutely right. Even many of them that are trying to make a go of it, by the end of the year, will just not have enough money. If they're not making money, they can't stay open.
877-217-5757 is your number for Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Elected in 2015 and reelected in 2019 with more votes than any other statewide candidate in the year of 2019. Now, in his second term, we know he was the head of Plaquemines Parish, and his father, Billy Nungesser Sr., was the head of the Louisiana Republican Party when it was almost a non-entity. That has changed, and now the Republican Party rules every statewide office with the exception of one, the governor's office. The governor makes these briefings periodically. He had one yesterday, 3,700 deaths in Louisiana, 111,000 positive cases for coronavirus. What's your assessment of how he is handling this crisis?
I think the governor's done a great job. I'm there with him many times. He's there early, working late, and he really does care. And he's got a great team around him of professional health officials that really have their hand on this. And, you know, some of the recommendations from the White House, we had a call yesterday with the White House, are to dial things back. And the governor understands the importance of business and doesn't want to do that, and hopefully we won't. You know, yesterday, for the first day in 2 weeks, we saw the new cases below 1,300. That's a positive sign. And if we can keep wearing our mask and keep doing that, we can see our light at the end of the tunnel. But this is a unprecedented time. We're number one in the country now per capita in cases. So we've got to do our job and make sure we open Louisiana back up to the world.
And it's a dangerous world. And many people, of course, have been testing positive, and the Centers for Disease Control says it could be 10 times the number of actual positive cases of those who have it. So that would put us at over 1 million cases, if that's true, which means we're getting close to about 1 out of 4 people in our population. Long way from herd immunity, but we're in a situation now on the 29th day of July. We don't know what's going to happen. We got football right around the corner, supposedly, and the Saints and LSU and everybody else, they're wondering whether we're going to be able to do this. What do you think?
Well, I'm hopeful. You know, we had the 4th of July when we opened back up the bars across the country. I believe that's what's caused the spike. And I really believe that yesterday, seeing the first time we were below 1,300, I'm hopeful that we're on a path that's going to head south. We're going to move to phase 3 in 3 or 4 weeks. And then we're going to have football. We're going to have Mardi Gras. I'm cautiously optimistic, but we've got to be. I can't imagine this state or this country without getting through this in the next several months. You talk about 25% of the restaurants. It's going to be far greater impact if we can't move in a fair amount of time. That's why everybody's got to listen to the rules and play it safe and wear the mask.
Well, we not only have, as you say, the highest per capita rate of positive cases, we're a state that's hurt worse by this perhaps more than any other state because of our dependence upon tourism and restaurants. This is part of our culture.
You know, fourth biggest industry in the state. You know, we brought in over $1.9 billion in taxes last year. That's over $1,100 per family that we don't have now in taxes. And the jobs, over 250,000 jobs in the hospitality industry, it's a huge part of our industry. The good news is we've got more tools in our toolbox to bring this industry back. Mm-hmm. This Viking cruise line that's going to come with the new cruise boats on the river, you know, those boats are being built by Swest here, a Louisiana company. Great opportunity for us to bring tourism back in the next couple of years with a big bang.
Yeah, you mentioned that company. A lot of people may not be familiar, but it is a huge player, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we've got the other cruise lines, American, the American Queen Steamboat Company. They're looking at adding boats. We're working with the mayor of Baton Rouge is working on a docking facility here to make many of those boats dock here. And then we're looking upriver to dock more of them in Louisiana so we can get those tourists off all over Louisiana and really spread the wealth across Louisiana for tourism.
This boat that you mentioned, the ship being built in Louisiana at Schwest's cutoff location, 2022 is the target date. How many guest rooms will there be?
Well, I think that boat is like 300 and something guests, but there's another boat behind that. And, you know, the river cruise industry, as people get older, they don't want to go out to sea. So it is a huge industry across Europe. And having the mighty Mississippi run up through Louisiana has been a big part of trade. We're now going to be able to capitalize on those river cruises. And that is a great expansion opportunity for us to really bounce back quick in tourism.
Paul Anopoulosis, good morning, Paul. You're on Talk Louisiana with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Hi.
Doing good. How you doing, Jim? How you doing, Lieutenant Governor? Just a question. You know, one of our lifebloods is football and festivals. You know, we're known for festivals. When, and that's the big question. A lot of people want to, you know, at the final, we're out of it move. What do you look at? Next year? Or I'm seeing events planning for 2022 already. And just skipping 21.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, I'm still optimistic towards the end of this year. You know, a lot of the fairs and festivals have rescheduled for late October, November. I don't know how those look. I meet today with the Sugar Bowl folks about New Year's Eve celebration we do every year in New Orleans. That might be a little different. But I think we've got a plan for the end of this year, early next year, to be back to normal. And as things, if they don't get better quickly, we got to push those dates back. But I tell everybody, don't cancel anything until it's costing you money. Mm-hmm. We got to be optimistic that we can bounce back quickly as soon as we're able to do it safely.
And you're saying you're optimistic there will be Mardi Gras in 2021.
Absolutely. I'm hoping we can trade this mask in for the Mardi Gras mask. And, you know, we're in trouble in this country if we're not back to celebrating by then. I can't imagine this country being shut down next year.
Isn't that something? Yeah, the immense toll on the economy, plus just to general well-being. There's a malaise that is in place right now. You can feel it. People are uneasy, and it's because their world has changed. Our world has changed, and we've got to be active to really appreciate life, and some folks have decided to stay in and not go out. And you're out there every day. I would say if anybody is a candidate for getting this, unfortunately, you're a candidate. How do you handle that?
Well, I wash my hands frequently. I wear this mask. I keep my distance. But, yes, I'm out supporting the local restaurants and businesses. We're traveling around the state, videoing local businesses, sharing it on social media, getting people to staycation. I got to tell you, we've had our biggest weekend ever last weekend at our state parks.
Biggest ever?
Ever. Since 2008 when we started tracking. We've got over millions of people are going to our websites, the museums, the state parks. We give you a mask. We constantly wiping things down so you can do those things safely. We've got 7 beaches at our state parks, cabins, campsites, the water parks, so you can get out and safely with the family and enjoy the Louisiana state parks. And the staycation, we're pushing to get Louisiana to safely go around and visit a part of Louisiana you haven't seen. I promise you won't be disappointed.
877-217-5757 is your number, and talk at talklouisiana.org is our email. A listener, this is Hal in Monroe asking if you've been on an airplane since this began 5 months ago.
I have not. In 82% of the country, we look at the national polls to see whether advertisers aren't comfortable getting back on a plane, even though air traffic is up 30% from the beginning of this. So we're only marketing in a drive market. We don't see people yet feeling comfortable. I have not. All of president of the Lieutenant Governor Association, today we've got a meeting virtual. All of those meetings have been canceled through the end of the year. And I don't see that really coming back to next year. But we're going to make the best of the travel market. You know, we offer a fourth night free if you stay three nights at a state park. That's bringing people in from Arkansas, Alabama to stay at our state parks. And we're hopefully doing it safely and can build this tourism back up.
Our guest for another segment is Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor for the great state of Louisiana, a state that he is quite proud of. And he's got a history in various parts of it. New Orleans born, of course, works in Baton Rouge, lives in Lafayette. We'll be back in 90 seconds. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Billy Nungesser is in the house, the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana, second term, and we'll get his take for a little while longer on what's going on in the COVID world. And, of course, our state relies heavily, as we know, on tourism, restaurants. We are an active state. We take pride in our culture, and it has been put on hold in a large way over the last several months. And Billy Nungesser is optimistic that things are going to get better. The headline today in The Advocate, coronavirus numbers remain really high, but above that, Governor, Louisiana cases may be plateauing. So let's hope that good news is on the way. 877-217-5757 is your number. David in Atlanta. David, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, David.
Good morning, gentlemen. Lieutenant Governor Nungesser, I don't often give compliments to Republicans, but I want to compliment you for playing a very vital role in the fight against the coronavirus in Louisiana. You were mentioned favorably in Stephanie Grace's column, and unlike the Attorney General, Jeff Landry, you're not playing cheap politics and going along with the insane, irrational Trump idea that the virus will simply go away. And your input, I think, is very important, and hopefully it will send some Republicans around and cause them to come to their right senses.
Thank you. You know, we've got to all be pulling in the same direction. We're not going to all agree on everything, but we all agree we want this to go away and get our life back to normal and bring Louisiana back. And to criticize does not benefit anyone. We've got to work together as a team, as Louisianans, to get through this thing the best way we can. So thank you for those comments. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, David. 877-217-5757. Still time to talk with Billy Nungesser. Jason in Jones Creek. Hi, Jason. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hey, Jim. Good morning, and Lieutenant Governor.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. I agree with you about the state parks 100%, and I think you do. I appreciate the job you do for the state. I think you're like a state patriot for our tourism industry. And I had a question about either the governor or the fire marshal yesterday had mentioned one of the places that had been cited was a place I've been. It's real popular in Grand Isle, Sand Dollar. And did you know anything more? Is it just accidental, or is it did you know anything more specifically about
thank you. Obviously, I only know what I saw on TV. I was not down there. Obviously, somebody, and just like all of them, if somebody complains that, you know, they're not social distanced, they're over the limit, then they will call and report it. And I suspect that's what happened. I don't believe it was intentionally targeted or anything like that. So I think if people are reporting people that are not wearing their mask or not socially distancing or over the limits under the requirements now, then I think the fire marshal goes in and disperses the crowd.
All right, 877-217-5757. This one is from Eileen in Lafayette asking if you know of any states where Louisiana citizens would be quarantined for 2 weeks if they were to travel to those locations. Are there still some out there?
You know, I have not heard it because I think we're all dealing on the same field now. I know early on Florida canceled reservations. Texas was checking us at the the border.
And now they've got a worse problem than we have.
And at that time, I put up some billboards and said, look, you may not want us, but we want you in Louisiana. Come see us and bring your mask.
877-217-5757. Wayne in Simsport. Hi, Wayne. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yes, I'd like to congratulate Lieutenant Governor Nungesser, and I'd also like to give congratulations, much belated, to Kathleen Blanco, who started a lot of the improvements for state parks across Louisiana. Also, we just came back from South Toledo Bend State Park for 4 days and had a wonderful experience there. The cabins are very nice, and we enjoyed ourselves very much. Congratulations.
Wayne, thank you so much. And you're absolutely right. Governor Blanco, I got a chance to work with her through Katrina's President Plaquemines. She loved this state and always tried to do her best. And she doesn't get enough credit for the job she did as Lieutenant Governor or Governor all the time. And she was a dear friend and is sorely missed. And a lot of people compliment her all over this state for the job she did.
877-217-5757. Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Phil, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with
good
Billy
morning.
Nungesser.
Good morning, gentlemen. And thank you, Mr. Nungesser. My concerns are, are we keeping track of the people in the rest homes, nursing homes, like, you know, how the rates are going there? And how about our hospitals? Does Ochsner need help with the people that are getting this, that are here in Louisiana?
Yeah, thank you, Phil. Yes, I was on the call with the governor and the White House yesterday, and they have really upped their game in testing and responding to the nursing homes, because in our state and a lot of states, that's where a lot of the positive cases are. Also, through the stimulus package, there will be a lot of help for the hospitals that, we got to salute those first responders and all the hospital workers, because they are stressed to the limit and have done an incredible job of caring for Louisianans. But thank you very much.
Mike in Villa Del Rey. Mike, good morning. You're on with Billy Nungesser.
Yes, Lieutenant Governor. I wish that you weren't Lieutenant Governor. I wish right now that you were sitting at the Resolute desk in the White House and would be much better. That's all I got.
Well, thank you very much. I got the best job in the world here in Louisiana, and we're going to keep fighting. Thank you.
All right. And here's a couple of political questions since Mike opened that can of worms. This is from Morgan Lamondre saying, are you thinking about running for governor in 2023?
You know, I get that question asked every day, and we're gonna look at it. You know, obviously, I'm going to consider it, and it'll be based on whether I think I'm the best person to run and the people that support me, friends and Louisianans, think I should run. So it's way early to look at that. We got a job to do now, and I love the job I have. Thank you.
And another listener notes that on Ask the Governor a few months ago, Governor John Bel Edwards said he wouldn't rule out taking a cabinet position, and you would think that if Joe Biden or maybe even Donald Trump might be interested in the governor. Governor said he's not seeking this, but if he's asked, he would certainly listen to a president, and he might take the job, That would mean we would have Governor Nungesser. Do you think about what would happen in that event?
You know, a friend of mine, Lieutenant Governor Montana, told me that many months ago, be ready. And I told the governor, look, Governor.
The governor's a Democrat there,
yes,
too.
Yes, and the lieutenant governor's a good friend of mine. And I came back to Louisiana and said, Governor, listen, I don't want to know your plans. But if you do take a job, don't call me on Sunday and say you're the governor on Monday. Give me a week's notice. So that's a long shot of all that happening. But obviously it would be a great honor. But we'll see what happens.
Well, some would say, why would the Democratic Party give up the lone governorship in the Deep South? But I think it's fairly apparent that the Democratic Party knows that a Republican is likely to succeed John Bel Edwards one way or the other, and they would probably, I'm speaking for the Democratic Party here, which I probably shouldn't do, they probably would feel more comfortable with Republican Billy Nungesser over some of your other Republicans. And you're smiling like you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Listen, we just got to treat all Louisianans fairly. and we got to work for the greater good of our state. We've got so many great assets here, and we just need people that want to work hard for the greater good in all aspects of government, because we've got so many opportunities that we need to take advantage of.
Do you lose sleep at night when you think about the worst-case scenario, though?
You know, I get calls all weekend from people losing their jobs, people, musicians, restaurants, and it breaks my heart. You know, anybody calls my office, we never tell them no. We try to find them help, even if it's through a charitable group. And it's been overwhelming lately because there are so many people are hurting out there, and it bothers me that I can't do everything to fix it.
Well, we have talked to the governor, the lieutenant governor, who by tradition is called governor, about coming in once a month. And he is a busy man, but hopefully we will have him back in August to give an update before Labor Day. And we'll know a lot more about football then. So let's keep it going if you're able. And I know you're on the beat, but we like you stopping here. Thank you for coming in today, Governor.
Thank you, and wear your mask.
There you go. We'll be back after this brief pause for the news with Marjorie Essman.